Well, it feels good to be preparing for the season opener on Sunday. The fact that we're going to be opening up at home, the first time we've done that since 2007, it's pretty exciting for our players, exciting for our entire organization. And I think the roster that we put together is one that gives us the best chance to succeed in 2012. So we're excited about the guys that are here. And we're looking forward to kicking this season off, looking forward to the work that we have ahead of us. It's an exciting time for all of us.
Just with some of the moves that were made, how young you are going into the season, there are some people thinking you're looking more long-term than the immediate future, but you're saying that these are the best guys that won the jobs for right now?
We think so. When we sit down throughout the preseason and going back through the OTAs, as we've talked about our roster and how it should shape out, the guys that end up making our ball club, that are on our final 53 plus the seven practice squad guys, we think are the guys that give us the best chance to be successful here in 2012.
What did you guys see in A.J. Jefferson?
We liked some things that he did with his coverability. You know, he has the ability to cover man and also play some zone coverage, good press corner, but it can also play off, and he's a willing tackler. We liked that part of his game, and we felt like, you know, he'd give us something that we kind of wanted. We wanted a guy who could play some man coverage, and he's shown that he has the strength to do that. His speed, his athleticism, he's a good kickoff return guy as well. He's a long guy, you know, his size. We like that as well.
Was it an age thing between him and Carr? You know, Carr you feel like there's more development potential with Jefferson?
Not at all. I mean, that never entered into the equation. It was about, you know, what guy could fit what we're trying to get done on defense that would really help us have a chance to win on Sundays. And we felt like A.J. gave us some things that we were looking for, and that's why he's here.
What did some of the players that kind of came out of the shadows, like a Matt Asiata or a Andrew Sendeja, what did they do to impress you enough to make this team?
Well, both of those guys you named, you know, you have to take your hat off to them. And in particular, Matt, when you consider, you know, he was here with us a year ago, didn't have an off season, really took a little time for him to catch on to what we were trying to do a year ago, but we kind of stayed in touch and we brought him back, and his confidence, having an off season, really helped him tremendously. And then when he got in the ball games, he showed why he deserved that spot, that third running back spot. And Andrew, I mean, what he did on special teams, I mean, it's hard to ignore. He did a great job every time that we lined up in the preseason. He worked extremely hard in our practices as well. So he showed some things as a backup safety that you're looking for if you're going to keep a guy on your roster as a backup.
What specifically will you look for with Adrian throughout the week as you monitor where he's headed?
Well, you know, you're trying to determine as we are putting the game plan in, how is he, you know, from a mental standpoint and picking that up and things we want to get done. But also physically, when we get on the field, some of the things we're going to ask him to do, how he responds to some of the things we're going to ask him to do, catching the football, you know, certain runs that we want him to be able to make in practice, so we can kind of gauge if he's ready to line up against an opponent. We won't do any heavy contact for obvious reasons, but we need to see him do some things physically within what we're trying to get done against Jacksonville.
When he said that date on his front burner since really New Year's Day, how much will you weigh his morale into the decision? And, you know, obviously this is a goal he set a long time ago and wants to meet.
Well, you really have to take the emotion out of it. You got to really hone in on, you know, what's best for him, what's best for our team. I mean, Adrian is not, you know, just another guy on our team. I mean, he is, in so many ways, the face of what we try to do. So we have to be able to see the big picture when it comes to him, and that's the way we'll approach it.
Do you worry at all that he won't be able to see that big picture if it comes down to him sitting? And
that was a point, maybe I would have worried about that, but of late, I think he has really bought into some of the things we've been talking to him about from a preparation standpoint and how we want to approach this regular season. So not anymore. I think he understands, you know, how we're trying to see things.
Is that a decision you'll take right down to Sunday?
Yeah, without question. You know, we're going to give our team and give him every chance possible before we make that decision.
With Josh and Mistrell being out here today, are they good to go and you expect them to play Sunday?
Yeah, both those guys have been cleared, went through practice today. We expect to have them full go on Wednesday as well.
Is Mistrell your starting safety?
As a chance for it, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about that as the week goes on. But he did some good things. But between him and Jamarca, we're going to work that out.
And the other four guys who were out today, Mitchell, Sendejo, Sherrills, and Wright, what's their status going forward?
Marvin Mitchell, you know, we'll see how he goes. He has an ankle. You know, his is a high ankle sprain, so that's a little bit takes a little bit more time. But Sendejo, Marcus, you know, we're going to see how they do. Who's the other guy?
Jerry's right.
Yeah, Jerry's. So with each one of them, they all have ankles, and Marvin is probably the one most in jeopardy of being able to play in his first ball game.
When you look at Sherrills and the guys that you brought in here at that position, either through draft or free agent, it looked like he might be hard for him to make this 50. Mm-hmm. How does Marcus keep making this 53?
Well, you have to credit his tenacity. He's one of those guys who's a little bit undersized, but he plays a lot bigger than he is, and he's a multi-purpose guy. He does a good job for us on special teams. He's probably going to end up being our starting punt returner, so that, along with what he gives us as a backup defensive back, probably cemented his role on our football team. But the punt return capabilities is one of the things that made him a viable option for our team.
Leslie, what are your plans for Percy returning kicks, and how excited are you because he can be such a weapon there?
You're right about that, Joe. He's quite a weapon as a kickoff return guy, and obviously from an offensive standpoint with the type of season he had a year ago. But we'll take a look during the course of the week and looking at what Jacksonville does on kickoff as well to determine when we put him back there and how often we put him back there. So we'll continue to evaluate that throughout the week.
If Adrian does enough to be clear to play, let's say you get down to Sunday and he's ready, what's your comfort level with the amount of workload? Is there a certain number of carries you would be comfortable with?
Yeah, we wouldn't want to approach it for sure if he makes it back with the mindset that he has gone through an entire offseason with his teammates. You know, we recognize if he's able to get in this first ball game, it'll be with limited exposure. So, you know, we'll talk about it as the week goes on and see how he's doing and if it's even a viable option to let him play.
He brings such a level of play. Do you have to almost have two game plans, whether he's in or whether he's not in?
Not really. You know, with Toby, we can run our offense, you know, even if Adrian is not in there. We feel like we don't have to change any of our plays. We're very confident and comfortable with Toby being our lead back if that's the case. So the same runs that Adrian would have would be the same runs that Toby would have. Now, obviously, Adrian, when he's running the ball, there are some differences in some of the things he does, but we wouldn't change our run scheme.
If you need Asiata in there, he's ready to carry the ball as well then.
Yeah, we think so. We think so. That's one of the reasons, you know, we kept him on the roster. We feel like if he had to play, he could step in and do a good job for us.
With everything you've seen from Adrian to this point, what is your level of confidence that he'll be there on Sunday for you?
Well, he's done a good job from the time we allowed him to begin practice, Tim. And, you know, we just want to see. Now, the game, we could just take on a whole different mindset for everybody. And even the level of practice changes, the intensity. So, got to see him, you know, get through some things and see how he handles certain things from a mental and physical standpoint. It's different when there is no end point. In his case, he knew 3 weeks ago he wasn't going to play in the preseason. Now the mindset changes a little bit, and we got to see how he handles that.
How's John Carlson been now that he's had a week here out with you?
He's been pretty good. You know, we need to get him through this entire week, Brian. You know, we had him on a limited basis, so we need to get him through this week healthy and see him do some things and that our quarterback let you know, our quarterback get comfortable with him as well. So there's some things that he needs to see along with Christian that will make us all more comfortable.
The fact that he's a veteran and he's been there kind of taking those mental reps, how far behind was he?
You know, that part of it, you know, he's on top of. We can see that. We can see it last week when he came back and even today when we did some of the things we're doing. But the physical aspect, like when we put the pads on Thursday, we'll learn a little bit more about where he is when we get a chance to bang a little bit and have him in certain situations. But mentally, he seems to be on top of what his assignments are.
Discussions like in sorting out that third quarterback situation with Sage and McLeod?
Well, we just talked about a lot of different things, you know, where we are currently with our quarterbacks and where we want to be over the course of the season and the things we want to get accomplished as a team. And so we talked about a lot of things as we were trying to make the decision, what was best for us in 2012 and, you know, what's going to be good for us down the line as well.
You see in McLeod, what has he shown throughout the preseason?
Well, you like his arm strength. That shows up. Has accuracy. But his command was one of the things that really got all of our attention. Going all the way back to when we were doing OTAs and doing the things that we did back in April, he has some confidence and a little swagger about him. And you like to see that in a young guy. And then he has some talent to go along with that. So he has some things that you'd like to try to develop over time and see you know where he ends up going.
Is there any concern there, Les, with three real young, you know, fairly young guys at quarterback there?
No, I think if we get our number one where we want him to be, which I think we're headed in that direction, we have a lot of confidence in Joe, obviously, with the move that we made. So we're pretty comfortable and confident in the guys that are playing quarterback for us.
How'd that process go overall as a whole on Friday, where you got in at 2 a.m., you had to have decisions by 8 p.m., and Rick and the GM rolled out? How did the whole thing come together?
Well, we sat down as a staff on Friday and went through, you know, every position, talked about the pros and cons of each position, strengths and weaknesses, and we had already done this exercise, you know, prior to the game. We've been doing it throughout the preseason, so we had an idea of what direction to go, but there were some things that happened in that Texans game that made us rethink some things, and we had to talk through some of that, and that's what we did. We discussed, you know, every potential roster move, and we came up with what we thought would be the final 53 that would give us the best chance to be successful.
Where's Jeff Schwartz and his, you know, ability to come back and play in this game?
You know, Tim, we need to see him practice this week. You know, he's missed a ton of time, as you know. Right now, he's one of the guys we expect to be up on Sunday. But we need to get through some things in practice because there are some unknowns. It's hard to answer it right now until we have a practice on Wednesday.
And Elford, what does he give you?
We think he gives us some flexibility at the guard and center position. We saw some things on tape that made us believe that he could be an upgrade and give us some competition along with some depth on the offensive line. So, you know, we'll see if that turns out to be true.
Is DeMarcus Love going to end up having surgery?
He is, and, you know, he'll be out for the season. That's about a four-month recovery. So, we won't get him back this season.
Was it like a torn labrum, or what did he have up there?
He did some damage to his pectoral.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks.